An apology for going into the country. Peter Pindar. Chloe, you mustn't always be in heaven. Forever toying, ogling, kissing, billing. The joys for which I thousands would have given will presently be scarcely worth a shilling. Thy neck is fairer than the alpine snows, and sweetly swelling beats the down of doves. Thy cheek of health a rival to the rose, thy pouting lips the throne of all the loves. Yet though thus beautiful beyond expression, that beauty fadeth by too much possession. Economy in love is peace to nature, much like economy in worldly matter. We should be prudent, never live too fast. Proficient will not, cannot always last. Economy in love is peace to nature, much like economy in worldly matter. We should be prudent, never live too fast. Proficient will not, cannot always last. Lovers are really spendthrifts, 'tis a shame. Nothing their thoughtlessness wild career can tame. Till penury stares them in the face, and when they find an empty purse. Grow calmer, wiser, how the fault they curse, and limping look with such a sneaking grace. Job's warhorse fierce, his neck with thunder hung, sunk unto a humble hack that carries dung. Smell to the queen of flowers the fragrant rose, smell 20 times, and then, my dear, thy nose will tell thee, not so much for scent a thist. The 20th drank less flavour than the first. Love, doubtless, is the sweetest of all fellows, yet often should the little god retire. Absence, dear Chloe, is a pair of bellows that keeps alive the sacred fire. Absence, dear Chloe, is a pair of bellows that keeps alive the sacred fire. To a Fly. Taken out of a bowl of punch. Peter Pindar. Ah, poor intoxicated little knave, now senseless floating on a fragrant wave. Why not content the cakes alone to munch? Dearly thou prayest for buzzing around the bowl. Lost to the world, thou busy sweet-lipped soul. Thus death, as well as pleasure, dwells with punch. Now let me take thee out and moralize. Thus 'tis with mortals as it is with flies, forever hankering after pleasure's cup. Though fate with all his legions be at hand, the beast the draught of Circe can't withstand, but in goes every nose they must will sup. Mad are the passions as colt untamed. When prudence mounts their bucks to ride them mild, they fling, they snort, they foam, they rise inflamed, insisting on their own soul will so wild. Gad's bud, my buzzing friend, thou art not dead. The fates so kind have not yet snapped thy thread. By heavens, thou movest a leg, and now its brother. Kicking low again, thou movest another. And now thy little drunken eyes unclose, and now thou feelest for thy little nose, and finding it, thou rubbest thy two hands, much as to say, I'm glad I'm here again. And well mayest thou rejoice, 'tis very plain, that near wert thou to death's unsocial lands. And now thou rollest on thy back about, happy to find thyself alive, no doubt. Now turnest on the table making rings, now crawling, forming a wet track, now shaking the rich liquor from thy back, now fluttering nectar from thy silken wings, now standing on thy head, thy strength to find, and poking out thy small long legs behind. And now thy pinions dost thou briskly ply, preparing now to leave me. Farewell, fly. Go join those brothers on yon sunny board, and rapture to thy family afford. There wilt thou meet a mistress or a wife, that saw thee drunk drop senseless in the stream, who gave perhaps the wild resounding scream, and now sits groaning for thy precious life. Yes, go and carry comfort to thy friends, and wisely tell them thy imprudence ends. Let buns and sugar from the future charm, these will delight and feed and work no harm, while Punch, the grinning merry imp of sin, invites thy unwary wanderer to a kiss, smiles in his face as though he meant him bliss, then, like an alligator, drags him in. Man may be happy, Peter Pindar. Man may be happy if he will. I've said it often, and I think so still. Doctrine to make the millions stare. Know then each mortal is an actual Jove, can brew whatever he shall most approve. Or wind, or calm, or foul, or fair. But here's the mischief, man's an ass, I say. Too fond of thunder, lightning, storm, and rain, he hides the charming, cheerful ray that spreads a smile over hill and plain. Dark he must court the skull and spade and shroud. The mistress of his soul must be a cloud. Who told him that he must be cursed on earth? The god of nature, no such thing. Heaven whispered him the moment of his birth, don't cry, my lad, but dance and sing. Don't be too wise and be an ape. In colours let thy soul be dressed, not crape. Roses shall smooth life's journey and adorn. Yet mind me, if, through want of grace, thou meantest to fling the blessing in my face, thou hast full leave to tread upon a thorn. Yet some there are of men, I think, the worst, poor imps, unhappy if they can't be cursed, forever brooding over misery eggs, as though life's pleasure were a deadly sin, mousing forever for a gin, to catch their happiness by the legs. Even at dinner some will be unblessed, however good their viands and well-dressed, they'll always come to the table with a scowl, squint with a face for juice over each dish, fault the poor flesh and quarrel with the fish, curse cook and wife and loathing eat and growl. A cartload, lo, their stomachs steal, yet swear they cannot make a meal. I like not the blue devil hunting crew, I hate to drop the discontented drawer. Oh, let me nature's simple smile pursue, and pick even pleasure from a straw.